Okay. I'm just going to start the episode and then I'm going to tell you what we're actually doing. Would you like to say the intro for this one?
No.
You sure? I'll let you. It's a pretty big honor.
I've never wanted to say an intro to anything ever.
Say sci-fi feedback.
No, I'm good.
Sci-fi feedback. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And we are back. Kobe, how are you today?
I am great. How are you today?
Awesome. So we're about to go see the movie Taken 2.
Yes.
Since we got a few minutes before the movie starts, I thought, let's do a feedback episode because I have... Oh, I meant to look at this before I sat down. Shoot, hold on. I'm going to get up. Got to go check.
He probably has hundreds of emails again.
No, I want to see when the last episode we did that was sci-fi feedback. And
I think it was the last time it was me and Daniel and you.
Oh my gosh, I just looked and you... Why don't you take a guess on when you think it was?
I want to say that was in early August.
We released it on July 6th.
Oh my gosh.
Which means we probably recorded it...
In June, at least.
No. We probably recorded it around July 1st, right when we did the Nephilim episode.
Oh my gosh.
So it has been a while. And so we're here today.
It's only been 3 months. No worries.
We're sitting in my kitchen area on October 6th, 2011.
I thought this was more like a dining area.
It is kind of a dining area.
Kitchen's right there.
Yeah, I know. You're right. So 3 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. So this is what this episode's going to look like. I'm going to just go through my inbox, find all the ones I've marked as listener feedback.
Oh boy.
And as you're waiting, audience and Kobe, I want you to have an opportunity to speak back against Ben.
Speak back against Ben.
Well, you know what he's done.
I do know what he's done.
He started a sci-fi feud with you, an internal sci-fi feud.
I don't understand why. I really don't get it.
So
I never did anything to him.
Well, he says he took his spot on the show.
Okay, he quit voluntarily because he thinks he's too cool for the Sci-Fi Christian.
That's partly true. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go straight down chronologically, but in reverse order. So if you just recently wrote us, then you're going to hear your stuff first. And if you wrote us months ago, it's going to be a while. So just as a reminder, you can call us at 612-4121-SFC, and I'll make sure to play your feedback within the next 3 months.
Are you laughing?
Or you could email us at feedback@thescifichristian.com. Without further ado, let's get to the first call.
Hey guys, Ben Avery here from Strangers and Aliens, strangersandaliens.com. That's strangersandaliens.com. First, I wanted to thank you guys for taking the bullet for everyone else by watching the Batman dance-a-thon thingy. I just have to say that even though we are in a feud and you are our nemesis, doesn't matter, does it? Maybe I should re-record this. Oh, no, I probably shouldn't re-record this because it doesn't matter. You'd play this one anyway. Even though we are feuding, I couldn't help but feeling pain and sympathy for you guys as the podcast went on and the show went on and on and on. Man, you guys, you're dedicated. You're dedicated to podcastery, and it is appreciated even by your nemesis. Nemesis? Nemesis. I don't know. And second, officially puts us one leg up over you guys. Why? Because you went to the Batman dance-a-thon stage show, whatever that was called, and we did it. So, that's a score one for us. Yeah. So, keep it up, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, Kobe. What do you think?
How do you get a point out of that?
I don't know. Yeah, so what? The Strangers and Aliens podcast, they are our current sci-fi feud. This one's going a little bit slower than last year. Last year, we kind of had some good back and forth with Sci-Fi Donner. This one, I don't know. I don't think they've even mentioned us in the last few episodes. So,
Ben, that's too bad for
Ben
them.
Avery,
the ratings
Dr.
would go up.
Jace, Steven. Is that your name? Steve? Yeah, talk about us so this means something. Speaking of meaning something, last year, Kobe, you might remember. Oh, should we respond to his?
I think we should probably respond just a little bit.
He's just basically making fun of the fact that we saw Batman Live, which actually you also didn't think it was a good idea.
I didn't even go.
This is one of the only times that Ben actually agreed with you.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you weren't invited.
But I'm really glad I wasn't invited.
Yeah, it wasn't good. So just listen to the episode if you want to know anything about it. I would recommend not seeing Batman Live.
Or listening to the episode.
Oh, thanks, Kobe. But what I was going to say is last year we were nominated for the Podcast Awards.
Bam.
And we want to be nominated again, so we need you.
Boom.
Will you please go to podcast? Let me check. I think it's podcastawards.com. Yep, podcastawards.com. You're going to have to pick a certain category. We want to be nominated under the religion inspiration category. You'll just have to put our name and our URL, and we'll be good to go. So have you nominated us yet?
I have.
Okay, good. There's lots of other categories, so you can nominate multiple podcasts. You have to do this by October 15th, 2012. We need... So that's 1 week from today. Today is the 6th. Okay, so you have more than a week. Please go to podcastawards.com and nominate the Sci-Fi Christian for the religion inspiration category. Thank you very much.
It's the 5th. We're liars.
No, today is the 6th.
No, it's not.
Trust me. I'm looking at
it. Dude, it says October 6th on my phone.
Okay, that's what I just said.
Shut up.
Okay, while I now tuck this voicemail away and go find the next email to read, will you please talk about Ben DeBono?
Okay. Mr. Ben, I hope you're listening. Actually, I hope you're not, because I don't really care about you.
All right, well, and then here's the next email. Hey, guys, I'm listening to the John Carter podcast, and I wanted to point out that during Edgar Rice Burroughs' day, it was common for the writer to write themselves into the book. Another example of this is The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, in which Wells writes himself in as a friend of the unnamed builder of the of the machine. It's a common plot device used in works from the Romantic era. A similar device is used in books like Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, in which the story is presented as a frame story format, in which the anonymous narrator, considered to be the author themselves, inserts himself as an objective witness, recounting the main character's story. And that is from Tom. So, Tom, thanks for your comments. Interesting. Did you know that back in earlier times, it was common for the author to put themselves in the story?
I did not know that at all. That's impressive that he knew that.
Yeah. So, right here on the Sci-Fi Christian, we are actually learning things about history. You're welcome.
Crazy.
It reminds me of the history of Christianity series that we did earlier this year. Did you listen through all those?
At least maybe once.
All right, cool. This is interesting, and I haven't actually listened to this yet.
Oh boy.
Francisco, he wrote us a couple emails, and I don't always respond to emails, but I meant to respond to his and then never did. I should just say, Kobe, you know me as a personal friend outside of the podcast. Yes. And in general, just not podcast related, but just in general, I'm not awesome at returning emails or Facebook messages in a timely manner.
Or phone calls or texts or voicemails or anything for that matter.
Yeah, so...
Even face-to-face communication.
This is actually translated into hosting the podcast, because I think what you're supposed to do is when listeners email you, you're supposed to email back and be like, hey, thanks for emailing. We'll talk about this on the show. But all I do is just read their comments on the show and then talk to them via show. So
yeah.
I kind of...
And that usually happens once every 3 months or so.
Yeah, you're right.
So I
kind of think maybe I should just make like a canned email that just says, hey, sorry I never responded to this, but go ahead and listen to the episode after you emailed and you could probably hear what I said. Did that sound good? Like, would listeners like that to get a personalized message from me, Matt Anderson?
But since you just said that it's a canned email, it's not very personal.
It's still kind of personal because I'll put their name in there.
You shouldn't have said it on there then.
Well, I also like transparency with the audience.
Oh my god.
So I'm thinking I'll just say something like, hey, thanks for writing. Dumb. We've already shared your comments on the show. You can check it out at the Sci-Fi Feedback episode after you emailed.
Okay, so anybody that listens to the Sci-Fi Christian, you just got that canned email on the show.
I think I'll do that. Someday during my Christmas break, when I have some downtime, I'm just going to send out tons of emails.
During Christmas? Oh, so 2 more months. All right.
So this is from Francisco.
Francisco.
And I'm going to press play and then see what he says. But he also wrote an email that goes with it. What should we do, Kobe? I think...
Welcome to the...
Ah, yes. Okay, yeah, I know exactly what this is.
That's nice.
Hi, Matt, Ben, Daniel, and Kobe. I have put together the... Oh, my bad. I don't know if he wants me to read this. Basically, I'm just going to summarize because I did read this. He put together a new segment, which he's calling Sci-Fi Movies to Reject or Resurrect. And I think he's going to start doing this as a regular part of the show, which I think is awesome. So
that is pretty cool.
He kind of describes what he had in mind here. I think this is more of a test, but I'm just going to go ahead and play it right here on the episode, Francisco. So thanks for sending this. Here we go. Francisco's Sci-Fi Movies to Reject
Francisco.
Or Resurrect.
Welcome to this month's Sci-Fi Movie to Reject or Resurrect. I'm Francisco Ruiz, and this month we're going to be looking at the 1977 animated film The Hobbit. Does it still hold up today? Is it entertaining? Or is there anything new we can glean from it? Let's find out. If you like that sort of old storybook look that you see in films like The Flight of Dragons or The Last Unicorn, then you'll probably like The Hobbit. I myself am a fan of it.
In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit.
But in this movie, there are some odd character design choices. We'll get to that a little bit later. But there's also this weird death by kaleidoscope effect that they use. If you go to the scene where Bilbo's killing the spiders in Mirkwood, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's quite odd.
Retreat! We are no match for Sting!
On the music side of things, it's fine. It doesn't sound terribly dated. But it's weird that they seem to insert singing into odd parts of the movie, almost like they're trying to make it more of a Disney movie, which I found kind of off-putting. But on the whole, not bad, but also not good. That's kind of the way I felt about how entertaining the movie was. Whenever there was an action scene, or the Lucky 14 were in trouble or trying to get out of a scrape of some kind, I was usually tuned in. But all the other times is pretty forgettable. Except for, again, this odd character choices that were sometimes made. Did you know that the Mirkwood elves were actually German aliens? I was completely unaware of that.
Very well. Take them away until they feel inclined to tell the truth.
But whether it was action scenes or these or weird character choices, there are only a few glimmers of entertainment throughout this movie. Now, given all this, you would think that there wouldn't be much new to see in The Hobbit. But I actually found something quite interesting that struck me. You'll notice that the things that other people say to Bilbo, he actually... it seems very much internalizes. For example, the dwarves and Gandalf expect him to be a burglar.
Time for our esteemed Mr. Baggins to perform the service for which he was included in our company.
So what does he do? He goes and steals from Gollum. He takes a ring. He steals from the elves in Mirkwood, steals keys. And from the dragon Smaug, he takes a goblet. And then toward the end of the movie, Thorin calls Bilbo a coward. And what does he do? He stays out of the War of Five Armies. It was really a really good reminder that that many of us are like Bilbo. We have a tendency to live out what other people say over us, I should say. And as Christians, it's certainly a relief to know that our Heavenly Father is speaking only life into us and wants only the best for us. So should The Hobbit be rejected or resurrected? I'm going to say you're going to want to keep this one frozen in carbonite.
Perhaps you are not as strong as the Emperor thought.
Rejected. I'm Francisco Ruiz. Thank you for listening to this month's Sci-Fi Movies to Reject or Resurrect.
Wow. Nice, Francisco. That was good. I mean, I hate to admit it, but I'm just, like I said, I like to be honest with the listeners. I knew I would play this on the episode, and that was actually the first time I ever heard it, so... right there live on the episode we heard it, and yeah, great work, Francisco.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. So The Hobbit, he talked about the animated one. As that was happening, you were kind of looking up IMDb about the upcoming one. Are you pretty excited for it?
I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna say no.
Have you seen the animated one he was just talking about?
I have not.
I'm glad that he analyzed it and said let's just reject it, because now I don't feel any necessity to watch it. And I'm actually reading the book for the first time in my life. I'm in the midst of it. I just read two nights ago, and I think, I wish I had it near me so I could tell you what chapter I'm on. I'm close now. I'm within the last, I have 80 pages left.
Oh, snap.
So I'm finally going to finish it. So
how long have you been reading this again?
I started in like March, and I just,
It's a 6 month
adventure. But I read so many books at once. It's like I have countless books I've been reading. Like there's one right there I'm reading by John Acuff. Quitter.
Not quitter.
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 Oh my gosh. It's like quittage.
So no, Francisco, quittage. Let's go back to this real quick. He said, the segment which I'm calling Sci-Fi Movies to Reject or Resurrect consists of me doing a type of mini review of pre-90s sci-fi movies based on the criteria, overall style, entertainment, and if there is anything new that you may not have noticed when you originally saw the movie. So I like this. I want to see more of these.
Yeah, I do too.
So Francisco, keep them coming. You had mentioned that this might be like a monthly segment. I'd say, yeah, if you can send me one of these once a month, I'll commit to trying to do a listener feedback episode once a month, even if I have to do it alone. Oh, or maybe I'll just call you, Kobe, and you can swing over here real quick for a quick episode. So,
I can't say that on the air.
Oh, what? You?
A quickie. Francisco. I love that name.
Okay.
Not going to lie.
Sweet. Colin. This is my good friend from the UK. Greetings, one and all. First of all, I love the science fiction visionary show, made all the sweeter by Ben being back on in a new episode.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, people like Ben.
Why? He's annoying.
Ben's not annoying.
He's a little annoying.
Well, in what way? Go have it out here. Let's hear some. Let's be dramatic.
In almost every way.
Be specific. If he's listening, tell him. Like, call him out.
I feel like he reads too much into everything. He takes life too serious.
Interesting. Would you say you don't take life serious enough?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I have a healthy balance.
Let me keep reading what Colin says here.
Thank you.
Made all the sweeter by Ben being back on in a new episode. Two different Christian outlooks working in harmony. It's a wondrous thing. And now all them people who offered to be guest co-hosts will be dashed on the rocks of despair. Dang, this is one of my biggest regrets of 2012 is that throughout the early part of this year, I really anticipated and really planned on having other people on the show. And kind of what happened is you and Daniel sort of became regular co-hosts, which, I mean, listeners, you might not know this, but behind the scenes, that wasn't necessarily the plan. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And so I had planned on just bringing in tons of people to guest host. And I had a little bit of technical difficulty figuring out when I first tried with our friend Brady Harden, who was going to be one of our first guest hosts. And I think I just got discouraged. And then with different things in life, becoming busy, I didn't take the time to figure out how it would work. And Colin actually even sent me a guide on how to make a Skype work for the Colin who I'm reading the email by right now. So
you didn't know how to use Skype?
No, I know how to use Skype, but there were some weird audio things happening here. So with all this being said, I'm sorry, listeners. I don't want to say it's never going to happen, but it seems like this promise is almost 1 year old now, and I still haven't brought any guests via Skype. So I'm sorry.
And now that Ben's back, he kind of wants to take over again, which is pretty scary for all you other listeners that want to impart on this. I would say that we just annex Ben forever.
I'm going to have people. I'll have listeners on the show at some point. You heard it here.
Not if Ben's around.
This show will not stop existing until I have at least two guest hosts via Skype. So there. That's the Matt Anderson guarantee.
Oh, gosh. That's like nothing.
The only
that means nothing, okay. Pretty much.
So anyways, Colin, your comments here made me laugh. Let me read on.
Ben owns Matt, kind of.
That's weird. And
not in that. Come on.
Ben actually, he sold his shares of the Sci-Fi Christian, so I'm the 100% owner of it.
There's no selling. No one.
But we did co-fund it, and he stopped paying. So now, and I fully fund the Sci-Fi Christian now.
How much does it cost you? $5?
I don't really know. It's do you know how much stuff costs behind the scenes for when it comes to hosting this kind of, the website and all the actual podcasts?
Probably like $100.
I'll show you behind the scenes. I don't want to talk about it on the air. So let me recall what Colin says.
By the way, listeners, if you do want to contribute to that fund.
Oh, yes.
Kobe. At any point in time.
Yeah. What, do you even know how, like, would you even know how to do it if you wanted to?
Actually, no, because I don't ever go on the website.
Oh, you should go.
I just listen to them right off Facebook.
Okay.
It's so much easier.
Go to thescifichristian.com, Kobe, and you could donate right there on our homepage.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
So do you mind if I read Colin's visionaries email, please?
I think that'd be great.
So to my five visionaries, this is by Colin from the UK. Number five, Isaac Asimov. I have read the Foundation books and I, Robot, and so on. He was a prolific writer, and his influence was such that his three rules of robotics became a standard used by many other authors. Now you say number four.
Number four.
Arthur C. Clarke, another author, as I'm sure you know. Matt's bound to have seen at least a cover of his, but he also aided in development of a communication satellite.
Number three.
Gene Roddenberry. Even if you're not a Star Trek fan, this franchise has benefited you. Ben's iPad was inspired by Star Trek. Bill Gates was also inspired by Trek. Your mobile phone, or as I say in the UK, your mobile phone, Apple devices, a plethora of NASA scientists and astronauts, all because of Star Trek. One astronaut even appeared in TNG. That is the Wow. Next Generation. So, here's a quick shout out to Colin's podcast, Trek News and Views.
Boom.
Okay.
Number two.
J.R.R. Tolkien. I think you beautifully covered why, and I have read all his books.
And number one.
Fritz Lang, a man who inspired hundreds of writers, producers, and directors with his vision, and whom some credit as their inspiration. Honorable mentions to Peter F. Hamlet and Stephen Baxter. And then he ends it the way he always ends his emails, live long and podcast.
Bam.
Thank you for that, Colin. Any comments on that at all, Kobe?
None.
Did you listen to the Visionaries episode? It's okay if you didn't.
If I did, I don't remember. I probably did.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you that on the spot. Do you have, just to kind of go along with what Colin was just saying, do you have any visionaries that you would like to talk, like people that you think really influence science fiction, just the genre in general?
Not really. I don't really pay too much attention.
I'm sure there's somebody. I bet you know some people.
I probably do.
Okay.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
This might be one of the reasons Ben's trying to get you off the show.
You know what? Ben thinks he's too cool for everybody.
Okay, let's go to another email here.
Why don't we just have a fight? I will fight Ben for this. Fight him to the death.
Here's from Andre.
Maybe not to the death. I'm not willing to give up that much.
Andre writes, wow, I just listened to your 44th episode and I listened to you guys reading my mail. I didn't even remember I had written that. Lots of things have changed since then. Well, my favorite series are still the same, but now I have to say that Game of Thrones has swept me off my feet. Its quality is simply amazing. I got so into it that I bought all the books in paperback in English, and I'm also getting into the middle of the second book. I surely totally do recommend them. They are surprisingly easy to read, even though there are so many characters. Royal Avengers just came out on DVD, and I couldn't keep from watching it in the theater. Yeah, that's what he says. It was awesome. I couldn't believe how good it was. And funny, too. Awesome job, Joss Whedon. I actually bought Avengers. And I don't buy a lot of DVDs this
day. I bought the day it came out.
These days. Yeah, got it right over there.
I watched it twice in the same day.
Now, I got to say that I'm deeply disappointed with TV for the constant cancellation of series. Gosh, Terra Nova. Cancel when it was getting good. Alcatraz. So much building up. So much mystery for nothing. We're just going to have to wonder forever what the heck was going on. Geez, and not to mention SGU, which is Stargate Universe, you may know, Kobe.
Yes.
Which I was loving. And The Event, another mystery left in, well, in mystery. Right now I'm watching Alphas. Thank God it wasn't canceled. Falling Skies got much better in the second season. The Walking Dead, of course. Game of Thrones, of course. Revolution, Sherlock, yeah. World Without End, Homeland, Fringe, NCIS, Los Angeles, Hawaii 5-0, Strike Back, catching up with Haven, trying to like it, but I'm still in doubt. And I think the best sci-fi of this year, Continuum, which was freaking awesome. I sure really do hope and beg to God that you don't cancel this series, that they don't cancel this series. Have you guys seen it? Did you guys like John Carter? Listen to the episode about John Carter.
Please.
You can find out. To me, it was a totally disposable movie. That's what you would say too, Kobe.
Agreed. Thank you.
I recently started listening to your other podcast, Epic Life, which he's talking about the Life Report.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't even listen to the Life Report, did you?
A couple times. Okay, actually. Good. Yeah.
It's really good, and you guys are really cool and funny. Just a little. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, Andre. Just a little about me. I'm a Brazilian from the city of Recife, and I lived in Anaheim in California for 10 years. I've been back here since 07. Thanks for reading my messages. Continue rocking on. Peace and long life for you guys. Thanks, Andre. I just feel like clapping after that one. That was awesome. So he talked about some shows he liked. I'm just going to...
And he's from... Well, was from Anaheim, and Anaheim's pretty cool.
I think he might currently be in Anaheim and maybe was originally from Brazil. I'm going to read these shows that he mentioned, and you tell me if you ever watched them or heard of them. Terra Nova.
Watched it like two episodes.
I watched one episode, liked it, planned to keep watching it, but I was trying to see if it would get canceled, which it did. So
yep.
I have it in my queue on Netflix. I'm in no hurry to watch it, though.
It's on Netflix?
Yep. Alcatraz.
No, I did not.
Watched almost the whole season. J.J. Abrams, so of course I stuck with it.
Yeah.
But then when I heard it got canceled, I didn't watch like the last one or two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Stargate SGU.
I watched a little bit of that. Yeah.
I watched the first episode, but I had never seen any of SG-1 or any of Atlantis.
That doesn't help.
No. The event.
I honestly don't even remember that being on TV.
I watched every episode of it.
How many were there?
Really liked it. A full season. Really? Like 22 episodes probably. Thought it was going to get picked up hopefully as a miniseries by Sci-Fi after NBC canceled it, but did not. Alphas.
Nope, didn't watch it.
I hated the first episode. Never watched it again. But then I heard it got better. It and it's in the second season right now.
Wow.
Falling Skies.
Yes.
You've seen all of it?
Not all of it, but I've seen most of it.
I just watched episode 3 and 4 of the second season with Daniel Butcher earlier this week. So
I watched pretty much all of season 1. I like it.
Yeah, I've seen all of season 1.
So I need to catch up.
In the midst of second season. Walking Dead, that's on Netflix. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yep.
I've only watched part of season 1. I've read almost all of the graphic novels, so I haven't felt as big of a need to watch a show, but I will.
Makes sense.
Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I saw season 1, but then I stopped watching it. But I heard season 2 was good, as long as you're okay with the graphicness that is provided on HBO. Mm. Revolution. Okay. You and I had talked about this. I'm in the midst of the second episode. I think the third was just on recently, right?
Just on Tuesday, right?
No, Monday. So
that's right.
What are you thinking? Early on, again, it's J.J. Abrams, so I usually watch everything by him at least a little bit.
I like it. I do. So I'll probably keep watching it.
So just
he's really good at storytelling.
If you're listening and you don't know what Revolution is about, I'll set the stage in a really quick way. 15 years ago, something happened. It looks like it was man-made, some sort of occurrence that shut off all the electricity, all the battery power, anything that provides power stops working. So now it's actually set them 15 years in the future from now. What's the world like? There's militias running things, no government, and so we're kind of in this post-apocalyptic world. And somebody's trying to figure out, is there a way to turn the power back on?
There is a way. It's on that card. But we don't know why.
Stop talking about
that. That's not a spoiler.
Well, yeah.
You see that in the first 2 minutes of the movie, of the show.
Mm.
But you don't know why.
We don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. That's not a spoiler.
I still don't really know. Okay. He mentioned some shows that are not, they're not sci-fi. Sherlock.
Nope.
I love it.
Really?
The BBC version. It's one of my favorite shows currently.
Wow.
Homeland.
I started watching that in the first season.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Do you have Showtime?
But for some reason, I just haven't kept watching it.
Do you have Showtime?
Used to.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of the reasons.
I've never seen it, but it just won tons of awards.
Always find ways to watch it online.
Don't talk about that on the show. World Without an End.
Legal.
World Without End.
Nope.
Never heard of that. Sorry, Andre. I would probably never watch NCIS of any sort. Los Angeles, or regular. Do you like them?
I hate all those shows now. There's just too many.
Same thing with, what's that show, CSI? I don't like procedural shows or episodic. I like serialized shows. So, okay.
Interesting.
Hawaii Five-O. I will watch it, maybe, but I'm not in a hurry to watch it. Mostly because Jin from Lost is on there, and I think Block from Lost appeared. It might be okay, but I think, again, just to go back to what I just was saying, I think it's episodic, and I don't prefer that.
It is episodic.
Strike Back, never heard of. Haven, I've heard of, but never watched.
Nope.
Fringe, he mentioned, which is...
Watched Fringe a little bit. Not very much.
I have a weird relationship with Fringe. I make a point of watching it. In fact, I just bought Hulu Plus just so I could keep up on Fringe.
Wow.
Because
what a waste.
And I like it, but I don't love it. I just really like it.
So you bought Hulu Plus just for that?
Well, there's other shows I can watch on it too. But
yeah.
Yeah. So
good. Hulu Plus is all right. Not as good as Netflix, but it's all right.
Oh, totally. I love Netflix so much. So Andre, great email. Thank you for writing in. Let's see. What do we got next? Actually, can you talk while I look up the next message?
Yes. I did want to mention one more thing about Ben.
Good.
I just want to point out the fact that he recently has cheated on the Sci-Fi Christian for, like,
the second time. Well, the second time, he did another episode with Rick Lee James, Voices in My Head podcast, and it's going to be a two-parter.
So, technically, three times.
I know. What the heck?
I just want to point out, I have never done that. I have stayed dedicated to the Sci-Fi Christian. Mm-hmm.
Technically, you've never been invited on another show.
It's because I'm not full of myself like Ben.
Oh, that you're getting a little personal. This is getting rough.
But I do want to say, it's not that personal.
Is this all, are you making up things just to mess with him?
Yeah. Duh. It's, controversy creates cash.
That's true.
So.
Okay. Pastor Cullen McRoberts from Faith Community Christian Church has wrote, thought you might want to check out And this is to me specifically. He said, I thought you might want to check out the BBC series, or sci-fi series, Primeval. Have you seen Primeval?
Sounds pretty cool.
It's about...
I like the name.
I've seen the first episode like years ago. It is about... They found, like, some scientists found some gateway to a universe where there are dinosaurs. Or maybe it's to the past. I don't know.
I love dinosaurs.
But Pastor Colin says, a character appears in the third season named Matt Anderson.
Oh.
What did you say, Batman?
You didn't give me any clues.
Yeah. So thanks, Pastor Colin, for sharing that. I don't know if that's enough to get me to watch it, but I do.
I think maybe that one episode would be pretty cool.
I do like the fact that there's a character with my name.
But you do have a pretty general name.
What do you mean general?
Matthew Anderson, two of the most common names ever. Come on.
I mean, it's memorable, you mean?
No.
Okay.
That's not what I mean at all.
Okay, so John Wilkerson, a friend of the Sci-Fi Christian, has wrote in about the Stanley Quote of the Week, which we haven't done in a long time. He sent me the link to Stan's Rants, which I knew existed, and somebody else actually told me about this a while back, and so I've been meaning to go to Stan's Rants, and so I kind of feel like today might be a good day. How do you feel about Stanley?
I like Stanley.
Good. Are you in the mood for... maybe seeing if he's got some good Stan rants on YouTube.
I think that'd be great.
Okay, I'm going to load it up. We'll talk about Ben some more.
Because you're going to do it regardless.
Yeah, totally.
I have nothing further to say. Except that I do like Ben, and I respect Ben. He's a pretty cool guy. So
this took a turn I was not expecting.
Yeah, well, okay, it's all just for fun anyways.
Okay, here we go. It's the Stanley Quote of the Week. Bing!
Stan's Rants.
You know what I want you to do?
What do you want me to do, Stan? Sorry, I don't know why I did that.
I want you to show me any female walking down the street and seeing a little baby.
Okay, I know this is dumb and I should edit this out, but I don't want to take the time to do it. It's YouTube, it's loading still.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I'm sorry. I guess I should have let it.
Seriously, dude?
So, okay, well, while I'm talking
about... Why didn't you load it beforehand?
Because, you might have listened at the beginning of the show. I'm literally going down my inbox and picking out emails that I've saved for the show.
And that's not just a joke, people. I can actually see him doing this.
I've got it right here. Here, I'll read it. So, me and Ben Avery from the Sci-Fi... No, he's not from the... He's from some other podcast. Something. Strangers. I don't remember.
Dude. Anyway. Sorry.
No, he's our Sci-Fi Feud. I'm trying to be offensive. So.
Well, you can't be too offensive.
Ben Avery from the Strangers and Aliens podcast, he confessed something to me that sort of infuriates me, but also I think it's funny. So, as you know, I think that they're ripping us off, which is why I challenged them to a feud. They basically create a podcast that is the Sci-Fi Christian, but then they call it something else. And do you remember back in August of 2011 when we had the biggest interview of Sci-Fi Christian history?
Yes.
Do you remember who we interviewed?
Absolutely not.
C.K. Kubasek, who wrote the show, or writes for the show Booth at the End. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that, actually.
Well, turns out
that... I remember a lot, so that's pretty important.
Ben Avery has actually booked an interview... Wait a second. I just realized that we talked about this privately. Ah, crap. I do have to edit this. I'll ask him if this is public knowledge. But, okay, I'm just going to talk about it, and then I'll edit this if he won't allow it.
Wow.
They booked an interview with C.K. Kubasek. What the heck? As if they haven't already ripped us off. Can you talk for a second? I'm going to quickly write Ben Avery and see if I can talk about this.
All right, sounds good. Strangers and Aliens. All right. Seriously, guys? I mean, Sci-Fi Christian podcast was dedicated enough to go to a Batman live event that obviously sucked. But yet, they're still dedicated to the sci-fi universe, unlike you guys who didn't even attend. And then Ben Avery did add me on Facebook, which I respect.
What'd you say?
I like it. I haven't responded to him at all yet.
Why?
Because I don't want this to get too personal. I want to keep this on the show.
So you should be friends with him. In real life, he's a great guy.
Okay, now you're just ruining our argument.
Ben Avery, this is what I wrote to him. Is your upcoming interview with CK a secret, or can I talk about it on my show? P.S. I will be making fun of you for copying us. So, let's see. If he doesn't get back to me, this entire thing you're right now listening to is going to be cut out. And what you'll actually hear is it'll just go straight to the Stanley quote of the week. So let's just let's do that again. We'll see if Ben gets back to us during this recording. And here we go.
It's the Stanley quote of the week. Bing!
Dance breaks.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to show me any female walking down the street and seeing a little baby in a carriage, and I'll show you one of the phoniest moments of all. Now, that baby could be the ugliest monstrosity you've ever seen. It could have a diaper filled with poo, and it could be and spitting all over.
I'm just going to stop this. What happened to Stan Lee?
He just became like the angry old man.
Wow, he got crazy there for a second.
He is one of the grumpy old men.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I like Stan Lee. Don't ruin yourself like that.
I kind of want to keep listening, but I don't know how much worse it's going to get. All right, let's just see what he says.
Just keep listening.
All right.
He could turn it around.
That was crazy. Oh, okay, here we go. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anymore. Yeah, it got mad at me for stopping it. whatever. So, dude, that was good enough. Wow. So, Stanley Quote of the Week got crazy this week.
So, apparently he...
He hates babies?
That's not what he said. Oh, my gosh.
Basically, what he...
He just said a woman walking down the street with her baby, all happy as phony. Whatever.
Wow. Okay.
I feel like that's not true at all, but okay.
You don't think that was not true?
How is that phony? She's just happy she has a baby.
Maybe it's because he thinks babies are ugly.
Well, if we would have kept listening, we probably would have found out. And this would all be for nothing.
Okay, here's from Megan. Hi, I just discovered your podcast. And although I've only listened to 3 episodes so far, top 5 themes, top 5 Disney, top 5 Pixar, I thought you might enjoy a video that a friend showed me. I'm a huge... Wait a second. Is this a trick? I mean, she named some actual episodes, but I don't know if I want to click on a random video sent to me by a girl. This is a Sci-Fi Christian.
Dude.
What does fan vid mean? I'm a fan vid.
Oh, it's okay.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. If this is bad, Kobe, maybe I should watch this off the air and we can talk about it later.
No, we should
Megan.
Watch it right now.
Megan, I hope that your video is legit and you're not trying to scam us. Thank you for listening to 3 episodes. It seemed pretty specific, so that was nice. Let me know if you've listened to more since then. It looks like you have a top 5 preference. We recently did top 5 sci-fi visionaries, so that might be good.
Mm.
So, thanks, Megan.
She doesn't like that kind of stuff.
Megan, I'll check out your video sometime, and I'll let you know what I think. Actually, I probably won't let you know what I think. I just realized I'm going to just be sending out a canned email to everybody. So,
which means it's impersonal, and he doesn't really care that much.
That's not true, Kobe.
Please, then why are you sending out a canned?
Well, there's multiple reasons. Number one.
And why did you tell people that it was canned?
Number one, I want to send out a canned one so that it actually gets done.
Yeah, but you don't have to tell people that. Then they actually feel like... What?
Yeah, this is Dare You to Move. It is,
I love that song.
This is the song, part of the video that she sent us. It's a music video edited by some guy to the song Dare You to Move by Switchfoot. So, interesting. Rick Lee James, who has stolen Ben DeBono from the Sci-Fi Christian, has sent in a message. However, he sent this message on August 20th.
He can keep him.
August 20th. Here we go.
Hello, this is Rick D. James from the Voices in My Head podcast, and I want to call and say I'm sorry, Matt, for having been cheating on you with my podcast, Voices in My Head. I really did not mean to be a homewrecker. You know, you can have him most of the time, I promise. It's just, you know, I couldn't resist. We were just talking online. So, anyway, sorry to cause discord in your sci-fi Christian family there. I just finished listening to another podcast, and I will, you know what? If you'll come as a guest on my show, Matt, I'll do my best to get that theme song written for you, okay? And I apologize for not getting the song to you yet. I'm getting ready to do a live album recording here in a few weeks. I'm actually on the road right now, coming home from a concert that I did last night, and I'm just busy. So, anyway, thanks again for letting me borrow Ben, and for the good-natured ribbing you gave my website. And hope you have a great day, and keep up the good work. The Sci-Fi Christian is an awesome podcast. I appreciate you guys and all the interesting topics. God bless.
Rick, I'm sorry. I kind of feel bad. I think I was just joking about the theme song. And I actually, I've been following you, so I know that you've been doing concerts and everything. So sorry sorry for saying that you owe us a theme song. Just take your time on that. No, wow. No big deal.
Awkward.
Yeah, and so it's okay. I hope the concert went good. I know that you had that live show. I think it was last week or the week before. Have you been? Are you friends with Prickly, James?
I don't know.
You should be friends with him. He's a good guy. So, Rick, thanks as always for calling in. And without further ado, I think I owe it to you guys. You're listening to the Sci-Fi Christian to get the full story, not just part of the story. It's the Stanley quote of the week. Bing!
Carriage. And I'll show you one of the phoniest moments of all. Now, that baby could be the ugliest monstrosity you've ever seen. It could have a diaper filled with poo, and it could be gurgling and spitting all over the place. Why not be honest? Why not say things like, oh, she's got her mommy's eyes. They're crossed. She's got her daddy's nose. But surgery might help that. Why not be honest? Why do all babies have to be cute? Most of them are ridiculous looking to begin with. Why do people try to be nice? There's too much niceness in the world. But don't worry, I'll do my best to fix that.
Was that worth it? That we got the end of that?
Did he really just say there's too much niceness in the world? What does that even mean?
I think he just likes transparency. Like, I like transparency. Like, I, you know.
Okay, that's just evil.
You know, just being realized. Hey, we got a response to this Facebook message. Did I do this on the air or did I do this off the air?
I'm not going to respond to that at all? Okay, whatever.
Stanley, well, I mean, he just said that he didn't think all babies are cute, and I agree with that. There are ugly babies.
I agree. I will not say any names ever.
No.
But I totally agree.
Yes. So, right before the show started, I put out a thing on Facebook that said, hey, we're about to do a spur-of-the-moment listener feedback episode. Do you have any sci-fi feedback for us? Francisco wrote, appreciated you guys taking the Batman Live bullet for us, not to mention the very funny episode that came from it. So thanks for that, Francisco. Little do you know that I actually included you on today's episode, so that is fun. Let's just keep going down the list and see who else might be... I just realized I've been going about this all wrong. I have a faster way to find out what sci-fi feedback we have. I've been labeling them all in Gmail. Do you ever use Gmail, Kobe?
Never. Except for my Bethel email account is linked with Gmail.
Hey, you started seminary.
I did.
Talk about it, because Ben and I both graduate with a Master of Arts in Theological Studies.
From where?
From Northwestern College, and you are now starting your own graduate story.
Yes, take it away. I am. I'm actually at Bethel Seminary, which is way better. It actually is.
Okay.
There's a couple of kids that came from Northwestern Seminary and said they wanted Bethel because it's a better program.
Oh, I work for Northwestern and it is awesome. So, whatever.
Bethel's is? Thank you.
No, Northwestern is awesome. Go do there instead.
What? Nothing? Okay, good. Anyways, I feel like there's a bigger rivalry between me and you and Bethel and Northwestern than anything else that we have on the show.
Probably.
Okay.
Even though I went to Bethel also for undergrad.
Yeah, so what is your problem?
I like both.
But one's better.
Anyway, so continue. So you're in seminary.
Yes.
What class are you taking right now?
I actually have three classes. Hermeneutics, which is interpreting the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's a review for me, so it's all right. Personal wholeness, basically. It's like personal transformation in your spiritual self.
Okay.
It's kind of boring.
But you already have years of ministry experience. You've been a youth leader since 2000 and...
Probably 2007, I would say.
Okay. So
then I've been a youth pastor in the past.
Yeah.
So good stuff. And then I'm also taking Discipleship and Community, which is a really cool class.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're legitimizing yourself here on the Sci-Fi Christian. So Kobe, I wanted to let you know that it is apparently Spocktober.
That's dumb.
So if you like Spock, if you like Star Trek, check out our Facebook page. Somebody posted this link. Undiscovered Country Project is a blog dedicated to Christian perspectives on Star Trek, and they are hosting their annual Spocktober Spock Ears giveaway.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty cool. So that
the Spock ears are cool, but I don't know if you need Spock.
So go ahead and check out the Sci-Fi Christian's Facebook page, and you can learn more about that. Let's see here. We read this one.
Oh my gosh!
I told everybody up front exactly how this was going to go down. So
that's true.
Just
yeah,
there. We've had a ton of Facebook likes in the last
couple months. Now?
Well, we still don't have like. I'm not saying we have a ton in general, but we've received a lot. Recently, I don't know what happened. Does it say here on it? Can you check? Because I don't know how to find that out.
I'll have to use my phone.
Okay.
Android incredible. It's pretty incredible. Although, I kind of want the GS3.
Why? Stuff. What is that GS3?
You know what the GS3 is. Come on.
Mm-mm. Okay, here we go. John has left us a message on the Sci-Fi Christian Facebook page.
We only have 161 likes.
I'm just saying, the last month has been pretty good. Okay, John writes, my Christian sci-fi novel, Link, is known and hated all over the world by Assassin's Creed gamers. It's available, and he gives a website link. Just thought you'd like to know what happens when you attack the violent video game industry. Wow.
That's crazy. That's my only reaction.
So, John, I'm not as familiar with this particular John as compared to some other Johns that listen. So, John, you should actually call in and give us some more details on this. Are you a gamer, Kobe?
I am a gamer.
Like, what do you play?
Mostly sports games.
Okay.
But I played Assassin's Creed. It's a pretty cool game, but there are some things that are wrong with it. It's got a lot of glitches.
Okay.
Are you a gamer?
No.
You have a Wii.
I use it for Netflix.
That doesn't make you a gamer, by the way.
Okay, here's two things. These are not necessarily listener feedback, although what it did come in for about the show. I have a friend named BJ, who you and I are about to see Taken 2 with. He really likes Doctor Who, and he's been almost begging me to do an episode on Doctor Who.
What? I want you to know I have started watching Doctor
Who. Okay, good. So this will be helpful because I told him, I think I just wrote to him, I don't watch it, so I don't know what I would add to the story, really. Like, what would I add to the show? Like, I can't just let him sit on the show.
And you don't watch Doctor Who?
I've seen like 3 episodes, maybe 4.
I thought you'd be so impressed that I started watching it.
No, I'm happy for you. Daniel really likes it.
That's
so,
right, Daniel.
Yeah, so
Daniel would be happy.
Plus, Strangers and Aliens just did a whole episode on Doctor Who, and so I don't know if it's the right time for Sci-Fi Christian. Kobe, what do you think?
Who cares? We're gonna have better ratings than them anyways, so.
That's true. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
I want to send a shout out to GT Anderson, my friend George, who
get the Anderson.
He has wrote a book called The Tower of Babel. And he actually sent me an advanced copy.
I feel like that's somewhere in the Bible.
Well, yeah, it's a novel that's probably based on something biblical. I'm going to be reading this, and then we'll be doing a kind of an episode on this book. So GT,
500.
George, don't worry.
George.
This is going to happen. We've been talking about it since the summer. Oh, also, Brady Harden, who I spoke about earlier, he wrote a book.
What book?
And he's part of our sci-fi team, so sci-fi Christian team. So, so we for sure have to do his first. Duncan Ross.
Called?
Duncan Ross is the name
Duncan
of it.
Duncan Ross. What's it about?
It is kind of a Pilgrim Progress-like book. Have you read that?
No.
Okay. So
I don't read very often.
You don't read often?
I'm You're in, seminary. In seminary. I can't read anything but seminary books.
Okay, so just some things to kind of keep on your radar, listeners. We'll be doing a episode on a couple books. So. Speaking of that, fans, if you wrote a book and you think it'd be good for the Sci-Fi Christian to review, let me know. I will consider it. I can't promise because we've got two here that we have to get to, but I will definitely consider it.
Also, if you think that Matt Anderson should write a book,
oh,
what should it be about?
This is a great question.
Because I think he should write a book. It'd be super funny and possibly terrible, but it could be great.
I do want to write a book, so fans... send this straight to me, matt@thescifichristian.com, and we'll have a whole episode about what should Matt write a book about.
That'd be so cool.
This is a great idea.
I will co-author.
Kobe.
But not really.
I'm glad you brought this up. I never even thought about asking the fans for help in this matter, but I do want to write a book.
I mean, there's a lot of smart minds
And I'm not too proud to self-publish. So
yeah, not many people are.
So with the help of the fans, if they can help me think of an idea to write about, I'll write, and then we'll release it for the fans. It'll be a book for the Sci-Fi Christian audience.
Except for everybody else.
And then everybody else in the world.
I will be your manager and agent, and I will get 25% of your profit because I don't take 10. I'm better than that.
Casey wrote in and said, hey guys, when are you going to review The Booth at the End, Season 2? Loved your first ones. God bless. Well, I have to admit, even though CK Kubasik is a friend of mine.
You didn't watch it.
And by friend, I mean we interviewed him once last year. And I follow him on Facebook and Twitter. I haven't watched season 2 yet. I want to, just haven't had time.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, and Ben and I don't really do video reviews anymore, so there hasn't been the urgency like we had last year where we had to watch them every week. So, Casey, CK, don't worry. I'll be watching it. I love Booth at the end. I just haven't done it yet. So, sorry about that. You should watch it too, though, for sure.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephen Walker writes on our Facebook page, "Hey guys, listen to episode 78 today. Nice work. Just wanted to let you know there are apparently a significant difference in audio quality between IMAX and standard versions of The Dark Knight Rises. With IMAX, much harder to understand Bane's dialogue." Cheers.
Not surprised.
Steve.
It was kind of hard to understand him in standard. Going to IMAX?
Yeah. Yeah. Jill Anderson from Minnesota wrote, not related to me though, surprisingly, "Okay, I'm going to start watching a sci-fi show on Netflix that I've never seen. Should I start with Farscape or Battlestar Galactica? Missed both the first time around. What do you say?"
Battlestar Galactica.
All right. Let's go to the post on Facebook and see what people wrote to her. Mike wrote, "Well, both series are best in the early seasons, so it depends on your mood. If you're into somber and grim, BSG is the way to go. If you want fun, high space adventure, go with Farscape." So then Jill wrote, she went with Farscape.
That's because of the way he presented them.
Then Mike says, "Glad you're enjoying it," because she went on to say she thinks it's more her cup of tea. He started to rewatching the first season, but has fallen behind. Interesting. Then, just recently, Alan recommended Firefly, and Jill said that she'd already watched Firefly. So, and then wait, another person, this is new. Somebody just recommended Battlestar Galactica. So if I had to pick one, I'd say for sure BSG. I've never watched Farscape though, so to be fair, I don't really have anything to compare it to. But so did you watch any of Farscape?
I did not.
Okay, yeah, me either.
So I didn't think anything to compare it to, but I know Battlestar Galactica was good. So,
all right, Greg Fisher wrote in, "I was surprised to hear no mention of the parallels to Jesus in your instant reaction of The Dark Knight Rises. I will assume it is because it was 3 a.m. The movie seemed to be one of the clearest allegories to Jesus I've seen in a long time. A few of the noticeable ones." Here he goes. Spoilers. Spoilers ahead for The Dark Knight Rises. When I point at you, will you say a number?
One.
"Batman goes down to hell to fight Bane and appears to lose, just like Jesus appeared to lose when he died on the cross.
Two.
Bruce is in the pit, hell, Sheol, for 30 days, similar to Jesus in the grave 3 days, and rises up from the pit." Let me stop there. Do we know he was there for 30 days?
I thought it was way longer than that.
I think it was longer than that.
Don't they even take over the whole city while he's down?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Three.
"Batman goes into the city to live among the and help the people he wants to save, even though he could have chosen otherwise.
Four.
Bane is a deceiver who speaks of freedom but really causes slavery and destruction, similar to Satan as the deceiver of Earth.
Cinco.
Batman is betrayed by a close companion, just like... Oh, wait, no, sorry. Close companion, one of the 12 board members, like Judas." I didn't know he had 12 board members. That's interesting.
Sace.
"Batman chooses to take the bomb out of the city at the cost of his life to save the lives of many. He lays down his life for others, just like Jesus, even though Bane doesn't ultimately die. Oops, sorry. Even though Bruce doesn't ultimately die.
Siete.
Bruce and Selina get a clean slate, like a new life in Christ. They get to start over fresh and are in a better place." Do you want to respond to any of these before I keep reading on?
First of all, you're talking about the better place being Europe? Come on. Oh, Joe.
"The spirit of Batman lives on in Gotham City, empowering the people to have hope and fight for good, similar to the Holy Spirit empowering the followers of Jesus. And the spirit appears to be most in an ordinary... to be most in an ordinary orphan boy, Blake, just like Jesus used the least to be the people who spread the gospel." I don't know if these were intentional or not, but the spiritual aspects of this movie seem very clear, and I love the happy ending. As a follower of Christ, I like to see good prevail in movies because I want God to prevail on Earth. Well, spoiler alert, Greg, he is going to prevail on Earth, so good work.
That's not a spoiler.
I would have been content with Batman dying to save the world, but I found it incredibly awesome that Bruce got to start a new life with presumably a clean slate in another country, Europe. That's actually a continent, but whatever.
We'll say the UK.
And I don't think it wasn't
France.
Italy?
One of the two. There's a lot of
wine. "And the spirit of Batman would live on in Gotham City with people believing that he had died to save them, and hope rises. Thanks for the great podcast, guys. Greg in Iowa." Hey, you're from Iowa.
Oh, I'm from Iowa. Iowa.
What's a song? What are you doing?
It's an Iowan song. You don't understand.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I just want to mention that Jesus didn't trick everybody that he died.
He didn't what?
He didn't trick everybody that he died and then never did because he did and was resurrected. That's the biggest
kind
part.
He kind of tricked people.
Bruce Wayne? Yeah, he did.
No, Jesus. He was a little sneaky, speaking in parables.
As Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Micah Stelter wrote it
if
and
you
said,
don't get that, never mind then.
I'm spinning off of the prediction that, this is about Dark Knight Rises. So it is July 18th he wrote this. Here we go. I'm spinning off of the prediction that the movie will end and then you will see us shot 20 years later and Bruce gets out of prison. He was basically saying he's spinning off of when we predicted that on the show.
Oh, okay.
That scene will happen and then we will get a teaser of a young Terry McGinnis, which will result in a live-action Batman Beyond series. So that didn't actually happen.
Good.
Micah's actually one of my best friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
In real life, we work together. So
that's nice.
Thanks for that, Micah. I never watched Batman Beyond. Did you?
No, I don't think so.
I heard it's well liked and good. I just don't know very much about it. So
yeah.
Sorry.
Would you have liked that to happen?
I mean, people like Batman Beyond, so
yeah, but no, there's just. That's just taking it too far.
Hey, here's the first email I ever got from GT Anders.
Anderson?
You know, I think I've been saying Anderson, but I think it might be just Anders. So, George, here's where he writes. Hey there, sci-fi guys. I've written a novel called The Tower of Babel. It's about an artist who cleanses Earth from all things machine by setting off a divine, virulent vine. I don't know what that means. I'm writing to ask you to consider this book for review, which I did, and we actually communicated, and he sent this to me. It's 1967, somewhere in North America. Babylon is the greatest city on Earth, and to prove it, they're building a veritable skyscraper to heaven that would make even the denizens of biblical Shinar a little jealous. But far from the city is the abandoned suburbs. Sculptor Austin Fegedy and a secret society are talking about the tower again, talking about how much it must come down, how the planet must be cleansed, and how divinity has chosen them to make it happen. The Tower of Babel has been published in print and on Kindle. Okay, then he goes on to say that he'd be happy to give us a copy. So we'll review that sometime in this year, Colby. You think we can do it? Do you want to read it too?
Like sometime in the year 2012 or
you think
the next year?
He ends it by saying, thank you for your time and happy nerding. Do you have time in your schedule to read it if I give you a copy also?
I would try.
Try? There's no try.
To find time.
There is no try.
What do you mean?
I have notes here. That I as I'm going through the emails
here. You just talked about how you read 12 books and you not even finished with The Hobbit.
I found notes from July that I wanted to use on the next sci-fi news episode.
And guess what?
Guess what? I don't think this is applicable anymore.
I doubt it.
So that's it. I just went through all the emails that I have that I haven't talked about on the air, as far as I know. I think perhaps we had quite a good response to the Nephilim episode though on Facebook.
Sweet.
I'm not going to read all that anymore because it took us a long time to get through all these emails.
Yes,
so
it did.
I think on a future episode I'll look back on the website and on Facebook and see what more we can say. But
that sounds good.
Wow, we did it. I feel good about getting through all those emails. Can we just clap a little bit for me? Oh man.
In 3 months we'll have to do this again.
And our movie starts in 20 minutes, so we gotta get out of here.
We gotta book it.
You know what we didn't do today?
Oh,
you
wanna know how the movie ends? So at this one point.
Wait, what? Sorry. What are you doing? We never played the listener feedback transition music.
Do we need to?
Well, it's time for some listener feedback here on the Sci-Fi Christian. This is what we used to do back when we had 3 segments on the show. It was easier to remember that we needed intro music, but whatever.
I guess.
It's a new era now here on the Sci-Fi Christian.
Does that mean Ben's gone?
It's season 2. We're about to enter season 3 in January, season 3, and that's like a whole new thing. Cool. Who knows what we'll look like then? Maybe I'll finally have some guest listeners on the show.
I don't bet on it, people.
Well, thanks for all that, guys. Feel free to give us a call at 612-4121-SFC, or you can email me at the feedback at thesci-fi-christian.com or Matt at thesci-fi-christian.com. Or you could email Kobe@thesci-fi-christian.com. You could email Daniel@thesci-fi-christian.com. Or Ben@thesci-fi-christian.com. Even though Ben isn't technically a member of the team anymore, he still is on the show every now and then.
We still like Ben.
So with that being said, I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians signing off.